Hi, I'm Mario Guerra, the former mayor of the great city of Downey. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to Talking Downey. We are honored today to have our mayor, Hector Sosa, here with us as our guest. Welcome, Hector, and we're glad to have you. This is your first time as mayor. You've been on the show before, but never as mayor.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you for having me back. It's always a pleasure to be here, and okay. It's always a good discussion, good dialogue with you.
Good. It's an honor on there. And folks, today we want to talk a little bit about what your mayor goals are, some of the things going on in the city. Hector Sosa has been in our community for a long time. A great man, good family man on there, understands our city. And I think we're seeing some of the things now. I watched the council meeting from last night, and it was pretty uneventful. In a good way, and that's a good thing. Tell us a little bit about what's going on right now.
Well, some meetings are longer than others, and last night we happened to have no public hearings or administrative reports, so it's basically consent calendar. But we did had some recognitions. Yeah. Every mayor has their different titled Mayor's Recognition Award. And mine happens to be the Mayor's Outstanding Citizen Award. And, I take a lot of pride in that. I've been in this community for a long time, most of my life. And, last night I recognized Sam Ferreira,
yeah.
Who you know.
From West Downey Lily, of course.
Who's
my grandkid plays on his team.
Yeah. Great guy. He's actually coached my kids, my older son mostly. But, I've seen him in action over the years. I coached and served on the board at West Downey for many years. And I wanted to emphasize last night when I read his bio and introduced him that, I have respect for anybody who takes the time to coach and mentor our youth in any capacity, especially through youth sports. Right. But I wanted to emphasize last night that Sam Ferreira took it a step beyond that. So all the practices and games are done. We all go home. He stays at the field. He's working on the fields, the grass, the snack shack, the restrooms, the plumbing, everything you name it.
Yeah.
And I've literally seen him, bust his back.
Yeah.
And, blood, sweat, and tears just to make sure that the kids have a great experience on the field. So
wanted
to recognize him. We also recognized the strike team from Downey Fire Department and the search and rescue team who helped out with those unfortunate crazy wildfires in the Palisades and Altadena. And, we, as elected officials, we can say all day that we support our first responders.
Right.
But I think it's really important. And I think the appreciation goes a long way with our first responders. If you just say, hey, you know what? We want to recognize you. We appreciate you. And, I thought it was awesome. We received a lot of positive feedback from the audience, from people watching online, and from my local or my fellow colleagues. The testimonies of these fire captains and firemen, hearing them, their experiences. And then, people tend to forget that, that's their job, but it takes a lot of bravery and courage to do what they do.
Human. Yeah.
And also it takes them, we heard some of that last night. It takes them away from their families.
Yeah.
These are family men.
Yeah.
So just, it was an awesome night.
I saw the video of it, and it was very moving on there. I mean, to all our first responders, but especially our firemen that did so much. I spent some time there in the Palisades with the National Guard, and the same kind of thing is like they came for 3 weeks, and they were on shift from 6 in the morning to 6 at night and 6 at night, and they slept in tents on the beach. So they're away for their families for 3 weeks. So it's amazing. It's amazing how many people did good things. So I'm glad. That's congratulations.
And I wanted to make sure that happened. I think it's important for them to be recognized and for the public to hear these stories.
Yeah.
To be able to share that. And, I imagine there'll be something in the Patriot on that this week. But
good.
Awesome. Awesome night.
Well, thank you. Well, listen, coming in, so you've been, you're a seasoned political now. You've been in office for a couple of years. And by the way, when I say, when people say politician, I didn't take that as a bad thing. I always took it as a bad thing. Yeah, I was a politician. Politics, you get the opportunity to lead and make change. okay, I'm a politician. I didn't take exception to it. Of course, there's a few politicians that give all politicians a bad name,
right.
But we know who we are and not. So you've got a lot of experience now, and now you're mayor. So tell us about the differences of being mayor this year.
Well, I've already noticed it's more demanding.
Yeah.
As you know, as a two-time former mayor. And you've served that honor nobly and honorably.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. There is a difference. It is more demanding. The way people, react to you, and yeah. it's a different. There is a difference. Even though we have five council members, we all have the same amount of say and the same amount of power.
Right.
I guess you get to you're the person in front. You're the lead, and you kind of get to push or emphasize some of your initiatives, I've already noticed right away. I'm looking forward to this whole year as mayor. I've already noticed that it does, take up a little bit more time, but, it's all good. I know what I signed up for, and I embrace it.
Good.
Yeah.
We were talking about that right before the show. It is. The day you become mayor, the next day you come into City Hall, it's nothing tangible, but you notice that they treat you differently. So here's the downfall, and I've told I know so many former mayors that are friends, including some of your colleagues now. The day after you hand it over, then you come in the next day, and number one is you're not in the mayor's parking anymore there, but you walk in, and it's just a little bit different. Nobody says anything. Nobody says anything bad. They don't treat you anywhere. But you notice it on there, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to enjoy it. And, again, it does take up more time. But, I take a lot of pride in being the mayor of this city. This city's been great to myself and my family.
Yeah.
And, what's interesting is we had our closed session. It was just one item on closed session last night. And after that, so we had like a half-hour break between closed session and the council meeting.
Yeah.
So I did have a friend of mine. She brought her senior daughter. She's working on she's studying political science.
Oh, great.
And she had an assignment. She needed to interview an elected official.
Right.
So come by. We might have some time. If not, we'll talk after the meeting.
Right.
So we had a gap of time between closed session and the start of the council meeting. So we went up to my office. And the mayor's office, as you know, is a lot bigger than the council member's office. And we walked in, and they were both impressed. Like, wow, this is a big office. It's a nice office. And I said, yeah, you know what, it is.
It
is a nice office.
Yeah. By the way, you guys got new furniture. Nobody ever bought the furniture or wanted to push for new furniture because it just wasn't politically expedient. Oh, let's get new furniture for the council. But the old furniture was this oak thing that the City Hall was built in 1982. So they ordered this oak furniture, and it was older and whatever, but nobody had the guts. During my era, you couldn't put it on the agenda and a budget to get new furniture, no matter how cheap it was, right? So they did a couple years ago before you came in. You didn't vote on that on there. But the mayor's desk had cigarette burns in it. Somebody along the line smoked in there, right? So you always had to put your papers on top of it when people came in because it was embarrassing to have it. So now you have a nice new desk. And the furniture in there is nice, but it's not gaudy. It's not, law firm type, but it should be respectable because you guys are the leaders of our city.
No, it is nice furniture. I will say that the desks are really nice. I noticed the couches look a little old.
Yeah,
but I'm not gonna push on that.
Well, in the conference room, the chairs and the tables are still the old one.
Yeah,
that's what I mean by the old fashioned oak thing on there. So, anyways, how have you been able to balance your time? You talked about family, and I know you're a great family man. Your time with that, and then your business. You got a growing business. I know you were New York Life. I know you have some amazing clients that you and I have talked about. How have you been able to balance that?
Well, it's not easy. It could be challenging sometimes. I every Sunday, like clockwork, I review my schedule.
Yeah.
And if you see my calendar, you'll see that it's color coded. It's busy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of action on my calendar.
Yeah.
And I have to manage on a weekly, monthly, and sometimes on a daily basis. a balance between my work.
Yeah.
You know, I had the blessing of being able to meet with my clients. I pick and choose. Right. You know, I pick my spots, right. Mornings, evenings, weekends, right. Afternoons. I have to balance that out with, you know, and I take my role as the mayor, right. Even as a council member, seriously.
Right.
Or I have to make time. It's not just the council meetings. We have meetings with staff. I'm involved with several committees and subcommittees that I take very seriously because I'm representing Downey. I'm representing
right.
our city.
Right.
And so I have to, you know, I have to piece that. I take it on a daily and a weekly basis. And I also have to, you know, balance that with my personal life as well. I'm going on 27 years of marriage.
Yeah.
You know, my wife and I, we've both been in Downey for a long time.
Right.
We've been at Warren High. We have two sons who've grown up through the Downey Unified School System. One of them just started college. And then my other son, who's a junior at Warren High, he's a pitcher on the baseball team.
Right.
And we have
lefty,
a busy,
right?
He's a lefty.
Yeah.
And we have a busy travel ball season with him.
Yeah.
And we're going to travel.
I follow you on Instagram.
Yeah,
so thank I
you.
See
yeah.
His,
yeah. His yeah, you see it. You know, you got to come watch yeah. him play sometime. Yeah, yeah. I know you're a baseball fan.
Yeah.
And we have a busy travel ball season coming up this summer and fall, as we did last year. So I have to maintain that because I don't like missing council meetings.
Yeah.
So I have to kind of, you know, balance around
right.
that.
Right.
And then, you know, balance that with my business as well. So it's a task, but I embrace it.
Yeah.
You know, so I have some long days, but, you know, I'm a big boy. I know what I signed up for.
You've done a great job
Thank
on
you.
It. And you know what? It's in the only advice I will tell you, and I think you know this because you're a mature person, is at some point you're going to be able to – this will be over. This goes by really fast. So this is your one opportunity to be able to do things that you'll never get to do again, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm glad I did what I did. I put all my heart and soul in it, but I'm not sure about – I kind of wish I had some, would have thought about certain things then, you know, about what I was going through. But you will, and you're doing that now. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Of keeping up and enjoying the process. You know, the one thing, too, is you get the mayor's jacket, and then the problem is you get to be mayor twice, God willing, right? But then what do? I got all kinds of, like, you know, two or three jackets or the polo shirts and whatever. It's like, I can't wear the mayor one. You know, I can wear the one sometimes you have the city seal without my name on it. I can wear it certain things. But
yeah, I thought about that. And, you know, I do have several, you know, different jackets that are good for, you know, the cold weather. And
yeah.
And I have some windbreakers. But, you know, once I'm done as mayor, you know, I have this one. I have a black one. You won't see me wear these,
yeah.
the mayor title. I have plenty of nice looking council member jackets. I won't wear these when I'm not mayor. It's
I know,
almost
but
like,
it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's
though.
Almost like stolen valor. You know?
I know, but it's still kind of cool. You know what makes a difference, too, on top of everything else? The kids, they don't know who Hector Sosa is or when I was in the mar, but they know you're the mayor. And kids want to talk to the mayor, take a picture with the mayor. So it's always cool. It's an honor to do that.
No, that's a cool thing. Yeah. And you know, like I said, I embrace that. Yeah. I recognize that.
Yeah. And I hear that, you know, he was talking about West Down Little League. I spent 29 years there. And I hear you're throwing out the first pitch at Little League opening day this year. So
I am. You know, yeah. I haven't thrown a baseball in at least a few years since I coached.
Yeah.
So I got to warm up, man.
Yeah.
You know,
Last year, they asked me on the spot there, during the renaming of the field thing on there, and they asked me on the spot, and I'm like, oh my God. So I actually got nervous while they're talking. I'm kind of like, you know,
yeah.
stretching my arm
yeah.
out. And I didn't bounce it there. But anyways, we'll check you out. We're going to get video of that.
Yeah, get video of it. I'm going to work on a couple of pitches. I'm going to see if I throw the high heat or maybe a curveball. I don't know. I gotta work on that.
There you go. The way to cheat is a little bit do it in front of the mound. So anyway.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So Hector, so tell us about some of your mayor's goals for this year. What were the things that you would like to accomplish? I know you're doing a planning session tomorrow, you said. That was, by the way, just a little background in history. The city staff hated that planning session. Jerry Caden was our city manager, okay? And I was mayor, and I wanted to push the same thing. Nobody had ever done that before. And,
right.
and I talked to a couple of colleagues, because that way you get to talk and you get to row together, right? And so we did this, and the city manager didn't like it, because in the old ways, city manager had a lot more power because the council acquiesced it, right?
Right.
Instead of now, you guys want to get stuff done. You're the bosses, right? Anyways, so we did that, And then it was just like a chore until we got the first couple of years going and yeah. everything else. But now I'm glad you're following it. That's something that, you know, that council can take pride in, that he developed a legacy of stuff like this you're doing. It's a great way to get together with your colleagues and city staff.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I look forward to it. It's they blocked it out for about 4 hours on our schedule. Yeah. It's a long day.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have some sandwiches brought in. And
are you guys doing it at the Columbia like they used to do? We used to do it at the side room of the Columbia. You guys do it at City Hall?
We did it at City Hall. Yeah. We did it at the library.
Yeah.
I got to check my – honestly, I don't know what it's going to be tomorrow.
You'll figure it out.
All I know is I have 4 hours blocked off.
Yeah.
And you'll have some members of the public there, and you might have the Patriot there. Yeah. But I look forward to it. And that's a commitment.
Sure.
You know, we're taking, you know, 4 or 5 hours out of our day to –
Sure.
You know, from our other responsibilities. But – you know, I look forward to it. You know, we have 5 individuals on city council. I think we, and you know, have all the department heads there.
Right.
Have the utmost faith and respect for our city management and our department heads. And we have 5 individuals who work well with each other. We all have different ideas that we bring to the table.
Right.
And it's good to hear different perspectives.
Right.
Because we represent our city. And we hear from different residents throughout the city. So we just kind of, you know, and we mix that in with some of our own initiatives and goals. And, you know, we kind of work it out. We brainstorm and try to put these ideas together you know, hopefully come to a consensus, which we usually do.
Yeah. So just for the public's interpretation, they can't do this at any time, okay? There's a thing called the Brown Act in the state of California. So 2 elected officials out of a body of 5 can talk about anything. They could try to, you know, lobby each other. Hey, I want to do this. Will you support me? They can't go to the third person. That's a Brown Act violation. So normally, and you'll see all 5 of them at the State of the City, at a, you know, honoring the gangs at a Downey lunch or things like that. It's okay to be in public together as long as they're not talking about, hey, will you vote for this in a string vote? So the Brown Act, as long as you agendize something and it's open to the public like they're doing for tomorrow, then it's okay. So the public is welcome to come and listen in and see their dialogue. But if not, then they don't really know how their colleagues feel, and then they could promote something to the city staff together. Hey, I really agree with that. Let's all work towards this. So you set the goals. So that's what that is. It's not a violation of the Brown Act, because they've agendized it, and it's very important for the public, because later on they'll say that, or they'll see you guys together at a city event. Hey, that's a Brown. No, it's not a Brown Act.
Yeah, no, it's a good thing. It's open to the public. In fact, the agenda should have been posted already. But, you know, that's all transparency.
Yeah.
And the public should be engaged, because if you look at the organizational chart for the city, you know, it's city council and then city manager. And then we have 3 direct reports, and then you have all the department heads. But above the city council is the Downey residents.
Yeah.
So that's something that we always have to be conscious of.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so when you think about it, so the city, I mean, obviously I always, you know, the residents are first, but the city council, there's only the 3 direct reports are the city manager, the city clerk, and the city attorney. They report to them. So that's why to get rid of somebody, if you will, that doesn't happen very often, nor should it, it takes 3 votes, 3 out of the 5. The rest of the departments work underneath those 3. Like the police and fire chief, they work under the city manager, which then reports to the city council and to the mayor. So that just gives you a little bit of insight on it. So tell us about your goals, your mayor's goals this year.
You know, thank you for asking. I have a pretty ambitious year ahead of me, and I have a lot of initiatives, a lot of goals that I want to accomplish. And again, I've been in the city for a long time. I've seen a lot of the changes. You've been here a long time. You know, I remember back in the day when I was a kid, there wasn't a whole lot going on. this was a ghost. Downey Avenue was a ghost town.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a whole lot of entertainment options, a whole lot of dining options.
Yeah.
I remember the only game in town was like Sambi's.
Yeah.
You know, we had Sir George's smorgasbord.
Oh, my God, I remember that on the corner of Old River and Firestone.
Yeah, that's right. That's old school right there.
Yeah.
And, you know,
we age.
Yeah, just take it back. And, you know, we had one small movie theater, The Avenue, which is now a pizza joint.
That's right.
But, you know, we've seen all the changes. You know, a lot of it is good, and but with that, you know, comes challenges. So, anyways, I have a lot of ambitious goals. I'd like to highlight a few of them.
Sure, no, I that's.
You know, we touched on the Mayor's Recognition Award. So, you know, I thought it was important to, mine is called the Outstanding Citizen Award. I just want to be able to recognize people who are making a difference. And I emphasized in last night's council meeting that you don't have to be an elected official or serve on a commission to make a difference.
Yeah.
There are a lot of difference makers in the community. So I have a list of people that I'd like to recognize, and, you know, we're going to recognize them throughout the year. But one thing I wanted to do, which was different, is open it to the public.
Yeah.
So city staff love that initiative, and so we've advertised that. I'm already getting some hits. I want to be able to recognize – there's a lot of people making a difference in the city of Downey that we've never heard of.
Right.
And I want to be able to recognize them.
Right.
So
right.
There's an application process, a nomination process. And I have the good fortune of being able to filter through those.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to highlight these people. I want to be able to recognize people I've never heard of.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
My first time as mayor, I did the Diaconia Award, and it was kind of the same thing. People would nominate it. Like, there was a great teacher that was able to, those people, the unity in the community. Remember the Treasure Island?
Yeah.
There's some people from there. So the first year we were able to do some of that. So that's pretty cool. I like it that you're doing that.
Yeah, and as you know, Mario. This Downey's a special community. I hear it all the time from other elected officials.
Yeah.
In fact, I heard from, I won't put the city on blast, but I talked to one of the mayors just a few days ago from a neighboring city. And he told me, and I always hear good things about the city. He's like, man, we're always being compared to Downey. I hear from residents all the time. Well, Downey has this, Downey has that. And it's, that's an important thing because, there's always, every city has its challenges. We got a good thing here in Downey.
It is.
It's a beautiful city. It's and we're going to keep improving, trying to become more efficient in certain ways. But we got a lot of good things going on here.
Yeah.
And back to my point, Downey's a very collaborative community.
Yeah.
And these people that I want to be able to recognize who are doing some great things, I want to be able to connect them with other groups that are other individuals and groups that are doing some good things in the community. It'll just make our community stronger.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I know you serve on a lot of regional boards and independent cities, contract cities, Southeast Line. It's always, it's important to us when we walk into a room as a Downey elected official that we're proud of that. And you know that.
Yeah, we're proud of that. And I'll just, I do want to go over some of my specific goals, but
yeah.
You mentioned the Gateway Line.
Yes,
so,
sir.
I did go on a trip to Sacramento
right.
last week.
I saw your photo.
Yeah, we had 13 other cities and some local officials. And it was, it was a cold, rainy day, windy day up in Sacramento. And it was a one-day turnaround trip. So there's, it's not all fun and games.
No.
Sacramento's not the most exciting city to be in, but it was all work.
You didn't even spend the night, right?
No.
It's a long day.
We broke for a meal, but we had back-to-back meetings with assembly members, senators, and transportation officials. It's basically to advocate for funding for the Southeast Gateway Corridor Line, which is a long-term project. There's a lot of funding that needs to be raised to go into that. But there's a few things I'll point out. So there's 13 other cities. And I think this is an important project for the region, and especially with the housing mandate that we're facing from Sacramento,
right.
It's going to help alleviate some traffic flow issues.
Right.
And we're surrounded by 4 freeways, as you know, in the city of Downey and in the region. But it's going to help alleviate maybe some of the pollution that comes with the increased traffic, and I think it's going to offer increased mobility. Some opportunities for economic development, and less congestion on traffic flow.
Are we looking at it to the by the in the Rancho, the South Rancho campus?
That's correct. Yeah,
that's where the line would go. Yeah,
that's correct.
Great.
Yeah, so I'll tell you one thing that stood out was these transportation officials and these elected officials at the state level. All of them said the same thing, and they're not comparing notes, but they all said the same thing that they were impressed. Yeah, 13 cities. It's hard to get.
Right.
They get people advocating for funds all the time.
Right.
And that's one of the first things each of them said, like they were impressed that, you had 13 cities advocating for the same thing and
right.
in unity.
Right.
So So that was an important thing. I'm glad I went. I take a lot of pride in representing Downey, and I have some of the other local electeds ask me questions about Downey, which I take pride in. So
thank you for doing that.
Of course.
People don't realize, you know, you take a 7 a.m. flight and you take an 8 p.m. flight back. It's a long day. You're gone from your family. You're exhausted. And then the rest of your work doesn't stop. So God bless you. Thank you for doing that.
People don't understand. You know, I have to, I jump on my laptop, I embrace my family, my wife and my kids. And then I got to get on my laptop and follow up on some work stuff. So
yeah, absolutely.
Going back to my goals. So, I have a lot of, I'll just touch on a few.
Sure.
I have a lot of ambitious goals. There's some that I want to emphasize. Also, I'm working on putting together, for the first time in Downey, a nonprofit summit. Basically, what we're going to do is, I noticed we have a lot of nonprofits that are doing a lot of great things for people. And the circumstances are different. Maybe someone who's experiencing homelessness. Maybe someone who's facing eviction because they're, they're just having some financial difficulties. Or maybe someone who's dealing with a domestic abuse issue. Someone who's dealing with a drug addiction or whatever. Anyways, we have a lot of community partners, nonprofits that are doing a lot of great things. And with that, I also include Downey PD as well as the school district. We have a great school district. And, I ran into a situation once where, someone was posting on social media, one of the social media pages, that her and her son were about to get evicted from their home. And I said, I'm an elected official here. Let me email a few people here. It was a Friday. It's a Friday night. And I got one response right away. And they asked, hey, are they dealing with domestic abuse? I said, I don't know. But then I got a response from someone, one of the organizations on Sunday and the other organization on Monday. But I just thought to myself, it was an eye opener. I said, we have all these nonprofits that are doing some great things for our residents here, that are providing some great resources. So why don't we put them all together and include, and I already talked to PD about this in the school district. Mm-hmm. Why don't we put them all together and build a database and make it available to the public where we have all the contact information, any different criteria associated with these organizations, who the contact people are, what hours are available. And, because what I want to do is I want to make sure that we have immediate outreach for these people in need, no matter what their circumstances are.
It's amazing that that hasn't been done before. That's seriously, it's like that makes so much common sense. And we've always talked about people working together here in the city and, we have churches and everything. But you're absolutely right. Why isn't everybody working together?
Yeah. And it's just, awesome. It's to no fault of anybody. But I just said, it's. Again, we always pride ourselves, and you've been involved in the community you and your family have been involved in the community for a long time with different organizations. Mm-hmm. And we always take pride in Downey being a very collaborative community.
Absolutely.
Let's bring all the stakeholders to the table.
Yeah.
And I think this would be a serious enhancement to the support we provide for our residents.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's not going to take a whole lot of funding, but it's just communication.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a great idea. Yeah. That's a great idea. Well, thank you.
No, it's, I'm looking forward to that. So stay tuned.
Good,
that's
good.
I'm taking a lot of pride in that.
Good.
Also, I'm working on a men's mental health awareness fair. So we already have a date. That's going to be Saturday, June 7th. Yeah, location to be determined, but it's going to be here in Downey. Again, that's almost like a segue with the nonprofits. We're going to get some of these nonprofits to the table. And, I brought it up on the dais sometime last year. I think it was last summer. I went to a men's health awareness fair in Southgate, and I was really impressed. It was well organized. They had a lot of vendors providing free support. There was someone giving free haircuts. And I think men's mental health awareness is something that's just not touched upon as it should be because there's a stigma to it. So anyways, when I brought that up on the dais, I can't tell you how many phone calls and texts and emails I received from men in the community and this is kind of it's a private thing. They reached out to me and said, thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
So, stay tuned on that.
Yeah.
We're going to put that together. We're going to bring a lot of these resources together to help our men.
we have the expectation that, you know, being big tough guys on there,
yeah,
and we have issues like everybody else.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, I'm a tough guy sometimes, and I,
yeah,
you know, it's,
yeah,
it's, you know, and the thing is it's tough for men to admit.
Yeah.
But there are resources available to them, and I want to put that out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's great.
Well, yeah.
Good, good. What else, sir?
Yeah, and also we're building a stronger relationship. We have a great relationship with Downey Unified School District.
Yeah.
But they brought in the community schools concept, where they're really it's a big thing that's been going on in the state of California and other states for a while, where basically there's a lot of details, that intricacies that go into that, a lot of variables. But at the end of the day, it's a method where, you know, they make sure that no child or family gets left behind. And it's almost touches on what I've talked about with the nonprofit summit,
right?
Where they take it to another level.
Yeah.
And I've been working with the school district on this. They're going to be involved with our nonprofit summit, but, you know, we're going to provide resources. There's not a huge ask for the city to provide funding. It's just to help with support and provide maybe some meeting space.
Right.
But we want the city to be behind that, because ultimately that impacts our children, our youth, and our families in the community in a positive way.
Right.
To provide them resources in a variety of ways.
Right. Our school district and some of the people there, we're so blessed. I mean, I know you know that. Your kids have gone through there. It's just some amazing people, and especially, you know, the two main high schools. Well, we have three high schools, Columbus, Warren, and Downey High. But then people forget, by the way, in the city of Downey, we have five altogether. We have Calvary. And then we have Pius.
Yeah, we have PMA. PMA
on there. Yeah. But our school district, so touch on that, and you and I talked about it. We don't have to talk very long on this. But last week they had a walkout, okay? The students did, and they walked over to City Hall protesting immigration and so forth.
Yeah.
The one thing that I was impressed, I saw it out my window, and then I kind of walked over there, was our police were there. In a good way, right? Making sure none of the kids got hurt by going in the street.
Yeah.
And then there was a lot of administrators from the high school.
Right.
You know, we saw, you know, Dr. Brosmer. We saw all these people that we know from the administration on there. Just kind of making sure that they're okay. They're kind of stepping back and watching on there. What are your thoughts? Did you get a chance to see it live or?
No, I didn't see it live. I saw some of the, content on social media.
Yeah.
I did see some of the posts. I think you posted a video or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I get much respect to the school district, the administrators, and Downey PD for being proactive and seeing some of the administrators out there in management, just being out there and supporting the students. You know, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, the students, they're exercising their right to peacefully protest. And I thought the whole thing was well managed, and I thought they did a great job. So more power to them.
Yeah. And again, I stood there next to our police chief and a couple of our captain. We were just in the back. I walked all the way to see. We're just watching, and you know, we're talking. Hey, how's your family? I mean, it wasn't a tense moment.
Yeah.
But it was kind of interesting. I hope that the teachers use it as a teaching moment when they go back. It's like, why did you do that kind of thing, or what do you think's happening?
Yeah.
But it's funny, as they got to City Hall, three of them stood up and had a bullhorn and so forth, and a couple, yeah. And then it was like over, and then it was like, okay, now what do we do? So they peacefully just walked back and, you know, went back the same way. They stopped at corners, you know, which I was glad. And I saw some students stopping at the corner, and I walked by, you know, thank you for doing that. Thank you for being safe, you know, that kind of stuff. But it seemed to be a non-event, but I think they got it out of their system, you know, because other schools were doing it.
And again, the students have a right to peacefully protest, and that's what they did. So.
Yeah.
Much respect to
the school district, school,
PD, and the schools. And, you know, it was only a couple of hours. They went back to school. And,
It is.
I'm sure they made up, you know, whatever they missed.
Well, it was Thursday, and then the school was closed on Friday and Monday. So it was kind of like the beginning of a four-day week. I'm being facetious and sarcastic because I'm not sure half of them knew where they were there, but it's all good. You know, it's all good. So anyways, continue with your goal, sir.
Yeah, so I serve on the Cell Workforce Development Board.
Yeah.
You're familiar with that?
Yeah, very well. I served on that same board.
And great organization, Workforce Development, and well run. And I serve on that board with some other passionate electeds who are, you know, who are really passionate about the workforce and great organization. They're big on providing training resources for our local veterans.
Yes.
And so, you know, I proudly serve on that board. One thing that I'm driving is creating an internship program with the local businesses, small and big. Because what I'd like to do is kind of, you know, bridge that together with some internship opportunities for our young adults and our high school seniors, and also some entry-level job opportunities to try to keep our workforce in Downey.
Right.
Get them training while they're going to school.
Right.
And they're going to, for higher education. I think, you know, thinking big picture, I think it's important. I think it's important to keep it within Downey, train up our local students.
Yes.
Give them job opportunities here, and you know, try to keep them in Downey. Because, listen, you know, those of us who've been in Downey for a long time know the history. You know, back in the day, we were an aerospace hub.
Right.
Now we're kind of a medical hub.
Right.
But we had, and this kind of segues into another one of my initiatives. We had a lot of high paying professionals.
Sure did.
That lived, worked, and played here in Downey and paid.
Right.
You know, that was kind of a cool thing.
That was a great generation.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get it back to that. It's a little bit more challenging because, you know, we're filled right. with a bunch of retail and, right. which isn't a bad thing, but,
right.
I'd love to bring back some high paying jobs and going back to, you know, getting some internships and, entry level job opportunities for, our local workforce, you know, hopefully they stay in Downey.
Yep,
and they're able absolutely. to, you know, buy a home in Downey and
good.
You know what I mean? They keep that pride in Downey.
Well, we do. And, you know, and you're great at bringing back the history, being from here and so forth. You know, last week, Mayor Sosa had promoted the dedication or the 10-year anniversary of the mural in the downtown Downey called Doodalicious. And, you know, he led by that by recognizing the artist. And if it's one of the most photographed things that we have in downtown Downey, every politician stands in front of it
yeah.
with their arms crossed because the Downey sign on there is done by Dunn Lampkin. And there's things on that mural some younger kids today wouldn't recognize. All-American Home Centers, Wetzel's Records, things like that.
Yeah.
But that was the concept of Dunn Lampkin, the artist, when he was growing up. You know, there's a motorcycle. He's a big motorcycle. There's a motorcycle being driven there with the license plate, you know, too good to be home, just the initials on it. So anyways, that talks about the history on there. So we love our history, and that's awesome, but sometimes you have to transition. But we want to keep that alive with us.
Yeah, so it's a mix of, again, those of us who've been in Downey for a long time. You mentioned the Doodalicious mural. I thought it was really important to emphasize that.
Yeah.
And I will let the people know, if you didn't catch that Mayor Guerra here was big on convincing Dunn Lampkin to make it a mural right there. And of course, you had to get, you know, Portals involved because that's their wall right there.
Yeah.
But thank you for doing that.
Yeah, thank you.
Because it's huge, and you're right. You get a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I joked about, you know, any of us, and I'm guilty. I took several pictures there. You know, anybody who's taking pictures there, and I kind of put you on the spot.
Yeah.
And asked you if you've sent any royalty checks to the artist Dunn Lampkin.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Absolutely.
No, but it's,
I see it out my window. So yeah. I'm here in the downtown Downey, and I look out the window. I kid you not, there's a minimum of 2 to 3 people a day,
right.
a day that take their picture in front of that thing.
Yeah, so for me, a longtime resident of Downey, you know, I attended Griffiths Middle School and Warren High School. I think it's important, and I think it's our responsibility as elected officials to make sure that we keep this city moving forward in a positive way. We look for more efficiencies. We look for responsible growth. But at the same time, we remember the roots of Downey and emphasize the historical, you know, a beautiful part of this this city that we live in.
Yeah,
so.
So you know something, because you grew up here down there. So I got a call yesterday, last night, from my grandson. My grandson, Benny, lives here in Downey. You know, obviously my daughter, Haley. And he goes to Rio San Gabriel. And yeah. yesterday, they announced that he made the tournament, the carnival champion.
Yeah.
And the throwing and the racing thing. So, Papa, I made the team, you know. So, he's 10 years old. Anyway, because you know that's a big thing in Downey. Last year was held in the pouring rain.
Yeah, that's a big thing. And I will tell you, I've seen Benny play baseball, and Benny's an athlete. Benny's an athlete. He's a great kid. And
He's grown a lot this year. I'm looking forward to this year. So, anyways, I want to continue. I want to make sure we get all your mayor's goals because it's important. You set the tone. And, folks, some of those things are legacy things. That he sets the tone, and one of the things you're proudest of is 3 or 4 years later, those things happen and they get done, and you drive around town and you see it, and you're like, I did that. Sometimes nobody knows, okay? Yeah. You know? So, but it's a great feeling on there. So, but you're laying the foundation.
Yeah, and I know we've been at this for a while here. We've been talking for a while. I'll just touch on one more goal I'd like to emphasize. And this doesn't happen overnight, but, and I know the council is all on board for this, and that's bringing a variety of businesses and entertainment options to our city in a responsible way. So, you know, I heard it from, in fact, my son, my younger son, Josh, he's a junior at Warren High. He was hanging out with a few of his buddies just a couple nights ago. Uh-huh. And he tells me last night, he's like, Dad, you know, he's talking to my buddies. And, you know, we'd like to talk to you about a few things. I go, okay, well, I go, okay, you know, you have your ear to the ground like I do, but, you know, you're in touch with the youth.
Sure.
He said, Dad, we need more teenager, young adult friendly entertainment options. I said, you know what, you're preaching to the choir, son.
Right.
I've been emphasizing that, and I appreciate that. So tell me, what do you want to see? And he's excited about the concept of, round one coming here.
Yeah, it's over with the Sears, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we talked about, like, different gaming options. And I've been saying that for a while, and I know my council colleagues agree with me on that. But, we'd like to have more of a mix, more of a food mix. You know, we do have a good contingent of Mexican restaurants here, and I love Mexican food. But, let's get a little bit more of a mix. I know we are talking to... Maybe this is a little sneak peek, but maybe a Korean barbecue. So stay tuned for that. I love the fact that we have.
I've heard about it.
Okay, yeah.
I've heard about it.
Stay tuned.
So, yeah.
So happy that Silver Lake Ramen is
here.
Oh,
my God. I went there yesterday before it rained, and I'd love it. I go there once a week.
Silver Lake Ramen is the best. My family and I have been going to the one in Surreals for years.
Yeah.
I'm so glad they're here.
Yeah.
And from what I hear and I've experienced, they're doing really well. We want to be able to bring entertainment options because, we want to be able to have, as a father of two teenagers, we want our youth to be able to go have fun and not have to go to a bar. You know what I mean?
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with the bars here, but, we want a good mix and we want some good options for our youth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, well, listen on there, thank you for coming on today. I think letting everybody know what your goals are and you guys get a feel for who our mayor is, a great person.
Thank you.
We're so blessed to have him and his family living here, but also now serving. We'd love to have you back maybe once a quarter or as often as you can, kind of give us an update on what's going on.
Hey, I'm all about that. So. My goal is to provide a monthly update with the Downey Patriot so they can get it out to the masses. And once a quarter here, just to touch on, you know, we can maybe go through a review of my goals.
Yeah, how are things going?
And, you know, that's just a few of them.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep talking about some of the developments and some of the goals. And, anybody watching this in the city of Downey, if you have some ideas, I'm all ears. Reach out to me. I'd love to hear about them.
Great. Yeah. So his email is hsosa. @downeyca.org.
That's correct. Right? Yes.
HSOSA @Downey. I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
And if you want to leave a message, God, I can't remember if I still remember this. The council secretary, you can leave a message for him is 562-904-7274.
That's good. Wow.
See?
Wow. Great memory.
Wow. 904-7274. That's the council office. And, you know, he's not always there, but you can leave a message. And Mayor Sosa is really good about getting back to you. So, Anyways, well, thank you. We appreciate you being here. Folks, we appreciate you watching and listening. Thank you to our sponsor, Financial Partners Credit Union. Over 80,000 members, over 80 years old, started right here in the city of Downey. We love them, and we appreciate them being our sponsor so we can get this show out on there. Our executive team here. Anyways, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to Talking Downey with Mayor Mario.